Children, do you know what special worship service we're having today? Maybe you can tell by this railing and the kneelers. Yes?
Holy Supper.
Holy Supper, that's right. And there's some special things up on the altar there. Do you know what's under that cloth? The cloth is to keep them clean, but what's underneath? Do you know? There's a silver plate that has what's on the silver plate. Do you know? Yes? Yes, food, that's right. Special kind of bread called unleavened bread. And there's also a silver pitcher that has what in it?
Wine,
that's right. And a silver cup to pour the pitcher into the cup. That's right. So we're having Holy Supper today. Now, why do we have Holy Supper? Well, one reason is that the Lord told us to. He said to do this to remember him. Listen to the story. And when the hour had come, he sat down, and the 12 apostles with him. And he said to them, with longing, I have longed to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you that I will not eat of it any more until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God. And taking the cup, he gave thanks and said, take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say to you that I will not drink of the produce of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come. And taking bread, he gave thanks, and he broke it, and he gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And likewise the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. So, the Lord said that we should do this to remember him. And what do we especially want to remember about the Lord? Do you know? It's how much, yes?
How much he loves us.
Exactly. That's right. How much he loves us. Very good. Because you can see in this story, he said, with longing, I have longed to have this supper with you, this Passover supper with you. He really wanted to have this nice supper with his disciples because he loved them so much. He said, before I suffer. Do you know what was about to happen to the Lord? Yes?
He was about to be crucified.
That's right. The Lord was going to let some evil people do terrible things to his body. The Lord was going to lay down his life in order to save us from the evil spirits. And he did, and he saved us. He won. That's why we're free. That's why we're here today, because the Lord was willing to share his life with us. So that's what we remember in the Holy Supper, is how much the Lord loves us, how much he gives his love to us. Now, in the Holy Supper, when we take the Holy Supper, we have a chance to share with each other. Because the Lord said, if you love me, what did you were supposed to do? If you love me, keep my
commandments.
Right. And he said, and this is my commandment that you love. What did he say? Do you know? This is my commandment that you love. Do you know? Yes? Love one another. Love each other. As I have loved you, that you love each other. That's what the Lord said. So in the Holy Supper, we love each other by sharing the bread. First, the Lord gives us bread. So the minister takes the bread and he breaks it up into pieces so that we can all have some. We're all sharing the same bread. And then the minister pours the wine into the cup and we all take a little drink and we pass it and everybody gets a drink. So we share the bread and the wine. And that's, yes? Yep, that's right. We all share it. And that's...
I share it too.
Yeah. And that's... When you grow up, you will share it too. And that's just the way the Lord shares his love with us. He puts love in our hearts so that we can love each other. He wants us to share his love with each other. And the Lord gives us truths. He teaches us truths. He puts truths in our mind that we can tell each other and say, this really helps me. This helps me love my neighbor as myself. And you might like it too. We can share with each other. But the thing is, sharing isn't always easy, is it? Suppose you have a really nice book, a beautiful book that you're having fun reading, and a younger brother or sister comes along and says, I want that book. Or suppose you're driving a really cool car around, and a younger brother or friend comes along and says, let me have a turn with that car. Well, immediately the evil spirits say to us, no, don't share. Don't let him have it. If you give it up to him, then you'll never have a turn again. You'll never have that car or that book again, which is stupid. That's not true. But that's what the evil spirits tell us. And they make it hard for us to share. And was it easy for the Lord to share? Was it easy for him to let them do those terrible things to his body? No, it wasn't. But he did it anyway because he loves us so much. And because the Lord did it, we can do it too because he's with us and he's helping us. And so the first way that we share the Lord's love with each other is just the way the Lord did, by conquering the evil spirits. When the evil spirits say to us, be selfish, be nasty, be mean to somebody else, we say, no, the Lord says no, so I'm not going to do that. The evil spirits say to us, steal some more, take more than your share. Nobody will ever notice. We say to the evil spirits, no, the Lord says no, and the Lord will notice. The evil spirits tell us, tell a lie. And we say, no, the Lord says no, I'm not going to do that. And when we say no to the evil spirits, then we can do really good and kind things for each other. We can smile at each other sincerely. We can be kind. We can be helpful to each other because we're letting the Lord's love come into our hearts and flow out. And we share it with each other. So the Holy Supper, the Lord gave us the Holy Supper to remember him and to remember how much he loves us, how much he shared his life with us, and how much he shares it with us every day. And the more we learn to share with each other and to love one another the way the Lord loves us, the more we're learning to love the Lord himself. And that's what the Holy Supper is for, to help us learn to love the Lord above all things. Amen.